But what is your level of self-care at the moment? Mm-hmm. What's your morning and nighttime regime?
Get up, go downstairs, Lou gets the kids ready, I take them to school.
Right.
I have a coffee and I immediately shit after the coffee. As if, like, once it's touched my lips, I've basically got to start pulling my trousers down. I have my shit normally, it's normally awful. My diet's all over the place. Sometimes it makes this noise. And I think that's not right, but I haven't got time to think. You can't get a doctor's appointment. Then I pull my trousers up.
Can we head back to shore, please?
Do you ever get that? And you think, what's happened there? It's like my ass is screaming for help.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I'm a number one scatologist. Excuse me. I'm a number two scatologist. I have been certified by the United States Scat Association, the USA. I can literally determine the color, length, and size of anything based on its shit.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I gotta get some cocaine!
Ah, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the Director of Pharmaceutical Services, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Grizzy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. No matter how you got here, from which way you took, like I tell my kids, there are many different ways to get to one place. You came here, we certainly appreciate it. Like I also tell my kids after they ask the inevitable, why? I say, because I told you so.
But why?
I don't want you to worry about it. If I never hear another why in my life, that's fine with me. Chrissy, you're getting ready to go to Memfo.
Yes.
What's the excitement? What's the word? What's the latest and greatest? Tell us. We're
going
to give our 15 minutes of free airtime to Jeff in Memfo right now. Tickets still available?
They are.
Tickets are still available for?
This is a big festival up in Memphis, Tennessee. We've got Black Crowes playing.
Oh. Would you like me some Black Crowes
are playing one night. They're headlining.
The brothers are going to manage to hold it together for 1 minute so they can collect a check.
I think so.
From the Memfo people, from the good people at Memfo. Yeah,
I think so. My morning jacket.
My morning jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no
good stuff.
Withering flower, whatever you call it, wilting lily. My morning jacket. Used to be the best ticket in town.
Oh,
still
so
might
good.
Be. I don't know. It's been years since I've seen them.
I saw them last year. They were really good.
Yeah, they're so good.
So good.
So moody and effective. Yeah. Moody, but harmonic. Like, you get it. You know, there are chord progressions that make sense. It's really... My morning jacket. I get into My Morning Jacket.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're like on the... I don't know. I think they're like on the Radiohead side of things. But maybe a little bit easier to listen to.
No,
a little bit more guitar-y, a little bit more rocky.
I like Jim James.
Jim James? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't like Jim James?
No.
Whatever he's saying, I'm into.
Exactly.
Whatever he says, I agree. Whatever Jim James is singing about, I'm right there with him.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm amazed the way I love you. Me too, Jim. I'm amazed at the thing I do. Yeah, I agree. I'm amazed at some other things I thought about. All right, Jim James. I do love me some Jim James. Who else? Dinosaur Jr. is playing.
Dinosaur Jr. is playing. Ween is playing. I don't know if you know yourself some Ween.
I do know Ween. I mean, I don't know him personally. I haven't stolen beer from their
backstage trailer.
Not yet. There's still time. There's hope. Can I get up to Memfo and get in that Ween trailer? But I do know Dinosaur Jr. Love me some Dinosaur Jr. I mean, you know, when I was a 15-year-old kid skating around nowhere, because I don't skate, I just knew that Dinosaur Jr. was in all the cool skate videos.
Yeah.
That's all I know. So that Jay Maskus, he is one talented guitar player. Wow, what a lineup Jeff's got going on this year.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's getting progressively better, I feel like. I mean, no knock on Widespread Panic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you could see Widespread at many different locations at many different times. But when you pull together Black Crowes, My Morning Jacket, Dinosaur Jr., all on one stage.
Band of Horses.
Band of Horses!
Yeah.
Where did they go? They sang that one song I liked.
I know.
That one song. And by the way, the reason why I dislike Band of Horses now is because fucking Apple CarPlay. That was one of the songs that was going for years on my Apple CarPlay. What was that song they did? I don't know. That one about love.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Band of Horses. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good all for good Jeff. Stuff.
Yeah, it's all. There's many more too, but
Memphofest.com. You can get your tickets. It's happening this weekend, mm-hmm. so you need to get your tickets now if you're in the Memphis area, or you'd like to go to Memphofest.com. Well,
Memphis is a fun town too. It kind of gets a little bit of a bad rap, but
I do think it gets a bad rap. I think it gets a bad rap as being a place where there's a lot of like violence and and it's not a safe town. But I have been to Memphis a lot, mm-hmm. and I've seen a number of concerts there. And I have always found it to be a very lovely and pleasant city. I've never found anything less than.
Me too. Bad stuff happens everywhere. Yeah. Let's face it.
Listen, we live in fucking Atlanta, Georgia. It's a huge city. There's lots of shit that goes down here.
Yes.
But, you know, you take the good, you take the bad, number one. Number two, like, just because there is violence or bad things happening in one city doesn't mean the whole city is is
a lot of history
tinted
there.
In that. Yeah.
Tons of history.
Rock and roll history.
Yeah.
Isn't that guy?
Blues,
what's that guy's name?
Rock and
Elvis?
Roll.
Isn't Elvis somewhere around there?
Yeah, Elvis.
Isn't it Memphis?
Sure.
Have you ever been to the
Graceland?
Have you been to Graceland?
You know, I've driven by Graceland. The thing was that I had planned last year when I went. I was like, I'm going to Graceland.
That's me, Chrissy.
Maybe I would love to go to Graceland, but. Somehow it's a little bit further away from the city for one, and it's not down in the mix of kind of everything where you can walk around and go to different spots.
Yeah, but it's Graceland.
It is Graceland. Go? Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think isn't Lisa Marie going to be buried there now too? She is too.
I assume that would make sense.
Yep. But I've thought about going, but it is quite the destination. I mean, you need to get tickets early and kind of go out there and plan to do it for a little
isn't
while.
Isn't it like it's a very popular destination too, isn't it? Like you can, some days you can't get tickets, I hear about Graceland. I don't know why I heard that, but somebody told me I had a trouble getting tickets. I've never been to Graceland either. I would like to go though.
I would too, just to go.
As I get older, my interest in Elvis raises, not lowers.
I agree.
Was not... While always a big rock and roll fan, I was always more into like really the, and I say authentic, I mean like the blues, like the actual blues, like John Lee Hooker and Chicago blues and Memphis style blues. I wasn't all that interested in Elvis, but as I've gotten older, my interest in Elvis has grown just a little bit. I wouldn't mind going to go see where those banana and marshmallow.
Right, the peanut
sandwiches
butter.
Were peanut, made. Peanut butter and marshmallow.
Is it
peanut butter,
banana,
and marshmallow, or something like that?
I think so.
My mom used to make that. Remember that fluffernutter?
Fluffer,
whatever you call it.
Yes.
My first experience with a fluffer was with a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich that my mom for probably 4 years. That's what we got in our
lunch
every single day.
Every
single day, Chrissy, without fail. Fluffernutter or fluffer, whatever you call it, fluff. I'm not even sure what it's called. Fluff and peanut butter together, which is a great combination. Until I started getting cavities in my teeth,
right.
And then I think we were like the bell of the ball when it came to school lunches.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, everybody wanted to have a bite of the fluffernutter, and I always used to say I don't share my fluffernutter with nobody. And when I started getting cavities, then all of a sudden it was like bologna and cheese sandwiches, which just weren't as good. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mom. I know you did that with love every day, but it just wasn't as good.
No.
And my mom used to write notes on... I used to get the brown paper bags.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Uh-huh.
I used to get the brown paper bags, and some other kids had lunch boxes, and I was really upset about that. All I wanted was like a Super Mario Brothers lunchbox. But my mom and dad just didn't find it to be the right fit for us children. So instead, they used a brown paper bag, a new one, every single day for the entirety of our schooling, which made absolutely no fucking sense. But whatever. It's on them. So then we had this brown bag with grease stains all on the bottom of it, carrying it around all day long. It was awful. Awful. And then, I don't know if you know, but a bologna and cheese sandwich, after 5 or 6 hours of sitting in some locker somewhere, just heating up because of the school.
The smell.
No, the smell, the taste, the sights, the sounds. It doesn't make me opine for the old days, that's for sure, Chrissy.
No.
But hey, listen, to wrap this up, I do hope that you and Jeff and everybody at Memfo have a great concert.
Thank you. And, you and Astrid came the 1 year. And
We did. We stood there.
Was that like our first year that we were doing the show?
I think it was our first full year after we did the show.
Okay, yeah. We had the sign.
Oh, no. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I think it was the first year because we were trying to get the word out, and we were going to go get the word out about the show there
and do
interviews and all of that.
Well, no,
pan out.
They canceled it 2020, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it was 2021 that we went.
Yeah.
We started the show in 2020, so we did the 2021 version. Because I do remember that there was a lot of questions about whether or not we should wear masks.
Right.
And so I remember it. Listen, the concert itself, fantastic time. Had a great time. The music, wonderful. Trying to do a live show on the commercial break from 5 feet in front of the stage, not so great. Why? Because I'm not going to win that battle of sound. It just was never going to happen. The wall of sound or Brian's dinky little plastic microphone. It wasn't going to work. And the shitty part about that was, the shitty part about the trip to Memphis and us taking all of our stuff up there and being prepared to do some recording there, is that we actually got really funny interviews from people.
Yeah, you got that.
The problem was all of the noise in the background made it so obnoxious that I just couldn't play it. Mm. It was like at times you could hear what they were saying and at times you couldn't because we were interviewing like real people. And they had no fucking clue what they were signing up for. I think I was telling people it was with CNN at one point. I'm like, I'm with CNN. You know who Frankie B is? Who?
We were giving away our first stickers. That was the first time we made the stickers.
And I'll tell you what, this just goes to show you. You know, I always feel like I want to pat myself on the back, like give us a big pat on the back when we get all these requests for stickers. But if there's something that I learned at Memfo, it is that anybody will take anything for free no matter what. Yeah. Even if people hate the fucking show, they're going to write in for their free sticker. Why? Because it's free. Because we're sending it to them for free. What they're going to do with it, I don't know. And then you have some people that are actually sticking them on the back of the cars.
I know.
That's insane.
Wow.
I don't know what to think. I don't know if I compliment you or say, what are you thinking? I'm not really sure. But there are What Would Frankie Do? 21 EPM and original guitar pick stickers out there on people's cars. It's amazing.
We've really got to come up with a good one for our next one.
I know. We better come up quick because we're out of the old ones and we have lots of people requested the new ones. So we'll let you know when we have that design. I was reading an article. You know, there are a couple of places where the kids like to go. And I mean younger folks, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are a couple of places. I'm talking about dining places. And then there's dining places that the old folks like to go. And if we know anything about old folks, is that they like a good bang for their buck.
Yes.
Right? They like fluffers also. They like a good bang for their buck. And there are a couple of places where traditionally seniors in the restaurant industry have gotten that bang for the buck. That is like an old country buffet, a buffet style place, all you can eat, whatever. Cracker Barrel and Olive Garden.
Yeah, bottomless salads, bottomless bread.
Listen, you cannot beat a bottomless diarrhea pasta to save your life. Let me read you this article I read. Seniors have stopped eating at Cracker Barrel, Olive Garden, and it's not clear when or if they'll come back. Retirees have lost their appetite for Cracker Barrel and Olive Garden since the pandemic, and it's not clear when they're coming back, according to the chain's top brass. No amount of biscuits and gravy or unlimited pasta refills seem to be enough to entice the 65 and older crowd as they continue to pinch pennies amid high inflation and ducking the coronavirus. This is according to Rick Cardenas, the chief executive of Darden Restaurants, also known as who also owns Olive Garden. So they basically, people scattered during the pandemic, their main source of revenue, the 65 and older crowd, scattered during the pandemic, and they have not come back. And now these two restaurant chains are really concerned that they could be in some financial trouble if they don't get these older folks to come back.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me to step into an Olive Garden and have food there. I'm sorry. I know that there are plenty of people that like it. It's not for me. I have never had a good experience at Olive Garden as far as the food is concerned. I literally ended up on the toilet for like 3 days one time after I had their whatever they called. They called it carbonara. I'm not sure what kind of egg was on top of it, but I'm pretty sure it had wings. It was gross. It was fucking disgusting. You okay over there?
Yeah.
You stop for a hiccup break?
I had a really bad experience at one too, and now I just won't go back. There's too many other choices.
Way too many other choices.
Yeah.
And we have an Olive Garden like spitting distance from our house. Why it's there, I have no idea. It's been there forever and ever since I can remember. But we have it, and I swear on a Saturday or a Sunday, you cannot get into that place. There are lines out the door every time. And I understand getting a good bargain for your buck, but I can't understand all the diarrhea that you get afterwards. That's what I can't understand. The food is not delicious at Olive Garden. I'm sorry, it's just not. And there's no amount of free bread and salad that's going to get me there. Plus, what exactly is in the salad and in the bread? I mean, I worked in an Italian restaurant, and I know what goes on in an Italian restaurant. We would make the croutons out of bread that was not eaten from tables.
Oh, wow.
That is five kinds of illegal and disgusting altogether. But Artino Venturi knows better. Just put them in the oven, Brian. What are you complaining about? I'm pretty sure that a baby threw up on these. Hey, send him a bottle of Chianti Classico. Tell him everything will be okay. Okay, you want me to send them red bleach to the table to make up for all the throw up on their croutons? The anchovies. Don't forget about the anchovies, Brian. Don't forget about the anchovies. I didn't forget about the anchovies. What has happened to our computers here? This is what happens. You can't see this. You know, not even if you watch it on YouTube. But all of a sudden, our camera angle just went wonky, and it's got like a real close-up of me. What is that? What is going on there?
And there's a white box.
Yeah. It's probably telling us it's time to call it a day. Call it a show. TCB, we love you. 400 episodes out and done.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. Mic drop from like 2 inches above the floor. Like, boink. Hold on. Let's see if I can fix this. There we go. Now everyone can see us again. Yeah, listen. I don't understand why the seniors ever liked these places in the first place. I guess it's better than what the slop that they're getting at the retirement home, I suppose. But, you know, my mom lives in a retirement home. The food is actually good.
Exactly. Yeah. My grandfather does, too. And yeah.
The food is actually good. Mm-hmm. I've been there. You know, they give my mom, like, these free coupons to have friends over at dinner.
Yeah.
Right? And so you can go in there and have dinner with her or lunch. And you get, I don't know, she gets, like, 10 of them a month or something like that. And so we go in there, and occasionally we have had lunch or dinner there. And the food is not that bad.
No.
It's like cruise ship food. I would. Mm-hmm. That's a good equivalent, I think. Cruise ship food. It's not that bad. It's certainly better than Olive Garden. And forget about it. I don't even know about Cracker Barrel. What goes on at a Cracker Barrel?
I know. The crazy thing is I used to love Cracker Barrel. But no, I haven't been to one now in a long time.
The only time I went to Cracker Barrel was that time that I got kicked out because my friend was with us. And who was the speaker? Newt Gingrich. The Speaker of the House was the Speaker of the House at this time. Yeah, like this is so long ago, right? We were just kids and we had a long night and we had two strippers with us because the two strippers were girls that we were dating at the time.
Yeah.
Me and my friend were dating these two strippers. We go to Cracker Barrel at like 9 a.m, not because we want breakfast, but because we want dinner before we go to bed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're there. We are whacked out of our heads. No idea what's going on. And they sit us in the middle of the restaurant. About 5 or 10 minutes after we get into the restaurant, a group of people come to a larger table that has been set up next to us. And everyone's in suits and everyone's looking nice. And there are guys with, you know, black blazers on, black ties. Some of them have sunglasses, like something Street Secret Service right out of the movie.
Huh.
Because when you are the Speaker of the House, you get Secret Service protection.
That's right.
You're third in line to the presidency, right? Second in line to the presidency, really. So the guy that I'm with quickly realizes who exactly is at the table next door because he kept up with shit like that. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know who that was. I mean, if it wasn't Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, I wouldn't notice the guy, right? But he says, hey, man, it's a Newt Gingrich right next to us. And I was like, who? Newt Gingrich, the Speaker of the House, the third line of the presidency? I'm like, Newt, who? I don't fucking know. I don't know what you're talking about. And he says, it's Newt fucking Gingrich. And if I had an opportunity, I'd stick a fork in that guy's eye. Well, we got kicked out of that Cracker Barrel so quick our heads spin.
They heard that.
They heard it, right? Yeah. And they asked us to leave. We had just gotten our food. I think they allowed us to take a couple more bites of food, but then we were politely asked to leave.
Sure.
I think they actually asked us to move to a different table, and what happened is we just ended up leaving because they paid for our meal. But that's my only experience with Cracker Barrel, and so I could not tell you what Cracker Barrel tastes like. I have no idea.
Yeah,
Cracker Barrel good?
Growing up in the South, yeah, we used to go as a family a lot when I was younger. They had like the little game at the table, and they have all the things. There's like a whole shop, you know, associated with it.
I do remember a shop
where there's games out there and crafty things and whatever. And so you could kind of mill around while you're waiting on your table. And, you know, it had pretty good food. I remember, but then I stopped going and I haven't been back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Brian with two strippers.
Well, you used to eat it on the road.
I'm his president. I'm his president. I could only imagine what we would have looked like. You used to eat it on the road? You'd like pick it up and get it and take it on the road?
No, we like when we were traveling.
Oh, okay. You would stop there. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought they were known for. They were known for being those places where like everybody, like the truckers and stuff would stop right. Or you're on a road trip and you stop yeah, and you go there and you have a nice bite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they have all the chairs out front that
yeah,
make
the
it look friendly.
Chairs.
Yeah. Didn't they put out like an LGBTQ thing once and then everybody got all upset with them?
Did they?
Yeah, I think they did. I think maybe Cracker Barrel's got different problems on their hands. I think yeah. they're being, you know, proselytized by some bullshit. But I honestly could care less if Olive Garden went away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Did you hear
Is
that?
Is there someone knocking at the door?
I think so.
Who's knocking at the door?
tap, tap, tap.
Daddy. Daddy.
Did you like what I did?
Did you like what I did to your roadcaster? Daddy. Yeah, for those of you who didn't listen to the last episode, one of my kids came in here and completely wiped this roadcaster that basically controls the entire show. I barely understand how to use this thing in the first place, but...
Hey, Dad, listen, about that rule you have in the studio, you know, the one where you say don't touch any of the buttons, I took it upon myself to touch all the buttons indiscriminately many times. And you know what happened? I think I helped you out for tomorrow's show. It's going to sound so much better. You're going to love it. You're going to love all the new changes, Dad.
What did you do?
Don't know. That's the point. I don't know what I did, but it sounds so much better. Take a listen.
You wiped the roadcaster!
I know. Are you proud of me? Look at me. I'm a big boy now. I do it all by myself. I came in here. I punched a bunch of buttons. It said, are you sure you want to delete everything? I knew the word yes, so I pressed that one. And then it said, are you absolutely positive you want to erase everything you've ever done on this roadcaster for the last 3 years? I said, of course I do. Dad, we're buddies now, right?
You are grounded.
I thought I was helping. What the fuck? All right, I'm gonna go check out Mickey Mouse. See you later, Dad. Bye. Have fun with that, dude. I'll be back tomorrow to do the same thing. Bye.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
That's what down in his head. I'm sure of it. I know it. He just he felt like he was helping me out. Poor guy. Just had no idea how to work the roadcaster, and that makes two of us in the house now that have no idea how to work the roadcaster and indiscriminately touch the buttons.
Did you take a picture of anything now that you have it back up and running?
What? What did you say, Chrissy?
Just in case.
Why would I take pictures? I know how to do it. It's just re-erase. Erase. You keep on erasing. Just press the erase button until it's all zeros. No problem. Once it's all zeros, you know you're ready to go.
Oh, I like that sound. I like that noise for my kid. I think I'm going to use that
one. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It actually sounds like one of my kids. All right. So last episode, Chrissy and I were getting in. Speaking of horrible diarrhea, Chrissy and I were getting into the Mountain Monsters compilation, the best of the Mountain Monsters. Available on Travel Channel, in case you want to know. And we just love the Mountain Monsters here at the commercial break because it's a barrel of monkeys anytime that you watch it. It's literally five guys named the same thing. They're all Buck, Huck, Chuck, or...
Willie.
Yeah, Willie.
There's Wild Will.
Wild Bill, Wild. Billy, Willie, yeah. Huck, Chuck, two Hucks, a Huckleberry. There's two Hucks and a Chuck in the same show. It's crazy. How do these guys keep up with each other? Last episode, they were chasing the Yeehaw women of, what was it, the Y-Haw women? The Y women of South Carolina or something like that. And since this is a compilation, there are a couple different episodes that they are reviewing. So I felt like it was important and a lot of fun to go back to it and check out with the best of the Mountain Monsters for this
season. You can't go wrong.
Hey, you, my podcast friend. I just popped in to say that you are the best part of TCB. And to show our appreciation, we want to give you a free WWFD sticker. It's the What Would Frankie Do sticker you've been asking for. It's number 4 in our series of stickers, and you get one just for being a friend of TCB. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the Contact Us button, tell us you want a sticker, and drop us your physical address. Those FedEx men's will be at your door post-taste. We want to hear from you, your wild and wacky stories, dating disasters, ask TCB questions, and now you can ask Brian's mom for terrible advice. Hey, I learned my terrible advice-giving skills from someone, and my mom is that person. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll-free from anywhere in the world is where you can send us your questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. It's a real live phone line where we actually respond. 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Insta and TCB Podcast on TikTok. And please, do me one more favor. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe to that channel. Morgan does a great job editing the videos to be released on the same day it airs here on the podcast feed. Now let's listen to a word from our sponsors who keep this rambling wreck fueled up and ready to rock. And then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Chrissy, we never go wrong with mountain monsters. At least not according to us. Our audience might have something to say about it, but we can't go wrong. So without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. I got some more mountain monsters for us to review. Let's do it. All right. We're back.
The silver giant.
The silver giant of Gloom County? Boone County. I thought it said Gloom County.
The silver giant.
The silver giant.
All right, guys. The next creature we're going to investigate, Bill, I believe, is one you're really going to enjoy. We're going to Boone County, West Virginia. We're going after a massive bear creature known as the Silver Giant. Now you're talking my game.
Now you're talking my game. I know, hello, Zeep.
What did he say, Daddy?
Not sure, son.
That's right. I know bears in and out, brother. Let me tell you a little bit about this silver giant. We're talking 9, 10, maybe even 11 foot tall.
We're talking between 9 and 36 feet tall. Between 12 and 150 teeth. 100 to 3,006 pounds. 2 to 7 legs. 4 feet, or maybe 6. And claws, or possibly something else.
To stand up upright and be able to run on its hind legs, and has a giant silver streak running from the top of its head all the way down his back.
I've never heard of a bear have a...
Running straight from his dick up to his chin. He's a skunk. He's a really large skunk. He's Pepe Le Pew.
A silver streak down the his back.
Well... if there's anybody that knows bears, it's you. I know that for sure.
Hey, I've even been jotting down notes about the old silver giant. Got him right here.
Now let's have some fun.
I never heard of it, but he's got notes.
I never heard of it, but I took several pages of notes from the dark web after I bought my methadone.
I even done a little quick sketch of him right there. You can get an eyeball that buck.
Hey, show them.
Right here is what we're against. Right there.
Wait a minute, Bill.
What we're up against. See it, Huck? Right there is what we're up.
Is that an iPad?
Yeah, it's an iPad.
He drew something. So what you're not seeing is that they're in a car. They're traveling to wherever, Boone County, West Virginia. And they start talking about the monster. And then, what's his name? Billy, whatever
He's
his name
Wild
is.
Wild Bill.
Wild Bill has taken a small child's scratch notepad, and he's drawn something on it.
I'm very excited to dissect this because, look, the thing has an eye patch on.
It's a bear. He drew a bear with an eye patch and a dick for a nose.
And no arms.
No
they're
arms.
Cut off at the, yeah. the elbow.
It's a dinosaur. It's a T-Rex with tits. With tits and a 12-pack.
What are you laughing at? Why didn't you give him an eye patch? Makes you look like a pirate.
I'm impressed.
All right, fun and games are over. Put on the serious music.
Let's talk about the last investigation. The Wild Woman. Huck, let's not forget what she said to you.
Yinadushiai. That means skinwalker. Ooh.
Let's not forget what she said to you. La la douchey ele pushy on the fushy hushy, which means your skin is smelly and sticky. What?
What? We missed the part where they talked.
Yeah, that's the problem with these episodes that we are using here is these are only, they're vignettes, right?
Uh-huh.
And so we usually don't get to the conclusion because those are full episodes of the Mountain Monsters. And I'm not paying for full episodes of the Mountain Monsters, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, Buck, I know you got a lot of Cherokee blood in you. I got Shawnee in me. I've talked to some of my elders, but they will not talk about a skinwalker. They're afraid if they talk about him, they're going to come after him.
Dang. Dang. I never heard more bullshit than that.
A skinwalker.
I'm a skinwalker, right? I walk in my own skin. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, we got to keep this investigation going. Let's get to Boone County and get after the Silver Giant.
I think the most surprising thing that came out of that conversation is that those guys are part Indian.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly.
Put the old heat on.
Take it to him.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're getting ready to meet with our first eyewitness here in Boone County, a man named Jody.
How we doing?
Why are all their guests in overalls and a duster? It's like they found him on. They found them all in the same place. Hey, guys, I found you another one. Here's some overalls and a duster. Well, I swear to God, that's the same guy we had last time. What does it really matter? I mean, honestly, guys, do you think anybody cares who's guesting on Mountain Monsters?
Jody's an extreme outdoorsman.
Nice to meet you, Jody.
Nice to meet you, Buck.
Any opportunity he has to be in the outdoors, he's there.
Pretty good hunk of property.
Any opportunity he has to be in the outdoors, he's there. There's all kind of opportunity to be in the outdoors. You just have to walk out your front door. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
He doesn't look like he's trapped in an office all day either.
Yeah, no, this guy, nope. No siree, Bob. Under a cow, milking a couple times, yes. In the woods, rolling around, yes. Near the whacking tree, absolutely. 17th story of 101 Peachtree Road, no, probably not.
What do you got here? I bet there's some pretty nice bucks out here, aren't there?
Quite a few nice deer taken off this piece of property over the years.
When I heard that we was going after a bear creature, I knew it was time to step my game up. And there's no one I look up more to than Jeffro. I decided to start watching Jeffro, copy his style.
Did you hear, like a cartoon whistle there at some point? Did he cartoon whistle? They put sound effects in there now?
Like they put on... They put on their glasses.
I'm them kids that don't pay the deed down low.
Who's putting stuff in there now?
By far, he's the coolest one on this team.
You like bow hunter or gun hunter?
I don't lean towards the bow hunting anymore. I get my rifle out there. That way I can reach out there and touch him from a distance.
Oh, they're doing a comedy routine over here. So what you don't see is that Billy and... whatever the other guy's name is. Billy is copycatting whatever the guy next
Jethro.
To him is. Jethro. Because he thinks Jethro is the coolest guy on here. So he wants to be just like him. This seems like an episode of Saved by the Bell, I feel like. It's a plot to Saved by the Bell.
I've noticed that Bill's starting to copy Jeff a little bit. They're wearing the same clothes, same notepad.
Is that an S or a G?
I knew he was obsessed with bear. I know he's obsessed with Jeff. Jody, I heard you.
I caught these guys in the hotel room this morning giving each other a pat down with their towels.
Oh, my God.
I knew they liked bears, but I didn't think that's what they meant.
You had a pretty interesting encounter out here.
I have a cabin that's about 250 yards up that way, and I was headed down to my fishing hole. I noticed something back over here in the woods, and I couldn't really tell exactly what it was, but there's black bears around here, so I'm...
So naturally, I called you guys. I saw a 9.5-foot, 300-ton bear with claws, and he was holding a decapitated woman's head with blood out of it, with another woman in the other hand screaming. So I called the Mountain Monsters.
Yeah, exactly.
I called scientists.
assuming that it's a black bear. So I started walking right through this path right here, and I stepped on a branch, and whenever it snapped, whatever it was over there jumped up on its back legs and took off running. And that thing looked like it was 10 foot tall.
I just see this like bear running away.
Well, also too, anytime something's on four legs and then it pops up
onto two legs,
gonna automatically like double and
yeah, that's true. Yes, it automatically doubled in height. You don't say. When I'm laying down in the morning, I triple in height when I get up. Triple, almost quadruple.
Oh, wow. I've seen bears stand up on their hind legs before, but I've never seen one run on their hind legs. Part of me starting to think.
I'm like on a unicycle.
Look at that bear go! Woo!
An escape from the circus.
Yeah, it's just an escaped circus bear.
That might be a Bigfoot. What you take over there?
Oh, but now Bigfoot. We're just indiscriminately throwing out monsters now? Come on, guys. I trusted you before that comment. I trusted you had our best interest at heart. Now I know better.
Please, and we'll stand back here and try to get an eyeball of about where it's at.
We need to find out if this is a black bear or the silver giant.
This one right here.
Or something else.
Tell me when. Right there. Stop.
Oh, my God. They are taking a stick and putting it up against a tree to measure how tall he thinks it might have been. There is no more scientific method.
Oh, no. They're going to eyeball it.
Not since the Dewey Decimal System has a more accurate and thorough count of something been made.
9'3".
We went over to that big tree to get a measurement.
9'3" black bear knife.
Almost 10 foot tall when it stood up. I'm thinking this might be a Bigfoot.
Jeff Bro, let's look for some scat, some bear scat.
To know a creature,
let's look to know somebody. You gotta smell their poo-poo and pee-pee. That's how I met my current wife, Jolene.
They're really good at those.
That's right. I waited till she took a number two at the local bar, and I followed her in. Yep, that's my girl. There's nothing like a little woman scat gets going.
Y'all know what he eats. So I have become a professor in poop.
There might be some scat.
With my degree, I consider myself a number one scatologist in the United States.
I'm the number one scatologist. Excuse me. I'm a number two scatologist. I have been certified by the United States Scat Association, the USA.
Oh my God.
I can literally determine the color, length, and size of anything based on its shit.
He was holding up like a muddy leaf.
I know.
He's might like, be scat.
Might be scat.
But I'm no expert. But I am.
I can see this guy walking down the street. Little dog shit on the side of the road. Hey, honey, come here. I can't find this old girl for saying the days are all of DDL. Like, Jane, long dang, it's big.
I'll be in several different.
I'm a first member. Some people have joined Mensa. I'm a part of USA.
From foreign countries. Hey, I think I might have found some bear scat on his leaf.
Smell it and see, Bill.
Who? It's definitely scat. It's right, dude.
Woo! Woo! This reminds me of 1979. After the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert down in Mobile, and me and Janice.
Oh my God.
And he's obsessed with this scat, ain't he?
That's an old track. Look at that. Right there.
Scatologist. I'm a shit scientist.
Mayor, clear back down there, Jeff Bro.
Yeah.
That's definitely a bear track right there.
Jeff and Bill found a huge track down there that had claw marks in it. Now that does sound like a bear.
I think we need to come back tonight and see if we can't find any sign of something.
Right now, we're not exactly
sure. Best time is at night.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you why. Because you can't see shit. So it really covers up the fact that there's nothing out here except for us and a camera crew with thousands of lights.
Is this the Silver Giant or is it some other creature? We met with Jody today. He said he seen a bear close to 10 foot tall and it ran on its hind legs. There's no way that's a black bear.
Nay.
Did Jethro all of a sudden get like a man purse?
Wild Bill.
All of a sudden he's heading to Starbucks to open up his MacBook Pro and do some Final Cut editing.
We're up against the Silver Giant or we're up against the Bigfoot.
Right.
We're going to work around this way, start trying to see if we can find any sign, maybe some scat, and find out if there's a creature in here or not.
Hell yes.
Hell yes. Nothing excites me like a little shit. But I am Huckleberry number 5. I want to be careful, don't get myself too deep in the woods, all right? I'm looking to keep my job for a few more days.
Move out, gentlemen.
All righty.
All right, gentlemen. Right out this flat.
Nice and easy, brother.
It's always a full moon.
Oh, it's always a full moon, Chrissy. That's the best time to go monster hunting. It provides you natural light and cover from the monsters that are sure to rip your head off.
We're going after one of the most dangerous creatures we've ever been after.
I say that on every single episode.
Silver Giant is over 1,000 pounds. A bear like that, it'd rip you to shreds.
Look here. Looks like we had a bear in here, maybe trying to get some grubs or something.
Yeah, man, them looks like bear claws. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, them fresh bear claws. Look at this. Look how massive that thing front.
There is a piece of wood with scratch marks on it. Those scratch marks were clearly made by a knife in a pattern. Like, there's no animal that does that.
Oh, yes. Look at that.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Huh?
That's a big bear.
Look at that. That's that stinking white. Holy Herbie Hancock, look at them bear claws. We just come up on this log, you can...
Holy double trouble, holy Steamboat Willie, holy Snow White. All the Disney movies.
See that there's bear sign there. Claw marks, 3 to 5 inches in between these toes. This bear is humongous.
Well, we got bear sign.
I say we keep looking and see what else we can find.
There we go.
All right.
I said we can find us a silver jet.
I say we stop right here and get back to the Ritz-Carlton. What if they just were honest one time?
I know.
We've been out here for 4 hours. I don't want to die tonight. Can we just go back to the Ritz-Carlton?
All right, brother.
I have a feeling we ain't in these woods alone.
Amen to that, brother.
No, you aren't. There's an entire camera crew with you. Dumbass.
Ho!
Easy. Ho! Whoa! Whoa! Wee!
I heard a branch.
Yeah, plus it's a specific place where the other man, Jody, is coming out there to hunt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's other animals.
There's other animals. And there's Jody, who doesn't like right. to go inside, but he likes to shoot his gun.
Now, easy. Stay ready, guys.
To the right.
Yeah, near that down tree.
Got anything, Jeff?
I'm looking.
Man, it's thick in there.
What was that?
Oh! What in the world was that, dude?
That bond.
Huh? Listen. It sounds metallic.
We're working along.
Metallic.
All of a sudden.
That's me. I'm trying to get the trash cans put in the right place, guys. I apologize. I promise I'll be more quiet next time.
We can hear something that sounds like metal against metal. What the hell we got out here in the middle of the woods that could be metal?
His eyes.
Oh, no, the plate in your head? I'm not sure. I'm not really sure.
Oh.
Boys.
Get ready.
Ho, ho, ho. Listen.
Get the bear gun.
Oh, I see something.
Did he say it's a bear cunt?
Grunt.
A grunt.
See something.
Grundle.
Yeah, I thought Jethro was going crazy with the scat again.
Go easy.
Looks like an old metal silo or something. Bill, Jeff.
Yeah.
You two go to the right. Huck, come with me.
I'm with you.
Me and Huckleberry's going to work around the front. Jeff and Wild Bill are going to work around the back.
You don't work around the front. You just walk right up to it, by the way. Second of all, why is it that anytime danger appears, these guys split up in multiple directions? I would stay as close to you as possible if I saw, whatever, a 4-foot silver wolf coming toward me.
We're going to see if we can find what was making that noise.
I just want to see Buck crawl into a stump.
Yeah.
He crawled into that tree.
I think Buck has gotten stuck multiple places during the entirety of this show.
See, Huck, there could be something right inside of there.
I know.
Them grunts we heard, that is definitely a bear, dude.
Ready? I'm ready.
Oh! What's that?
It's a bone pile.
It's a bone pile. I bought it at the Halloween Depot.
Yeah, that is like an old calf.
Yeah, like it's an old like horse, you know, the cow, the steer skeleton that you can buy at any antique store for $1. It's an old pile of bones. You're an old pile of bones.
All right, guys.
All right, well, that's all they're going to give us for free. I guess I'll have to pay for the version. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
It's Mountain so entertaining. Monsters.
It's so funny.
It is so
I love it. I love it. I don't even watch these anymore before we put them on because I just know how entertaining it's going to be. It's not, you can give me any Mountain Monsters material and I'll work with it.
They've
like Teresa Caputo, Frankie B.
They've got a formula.
They really
they
do.
They work it.
Guys, coming up here real soon, guys and girls, coming up here real soon, we are going to have some guests in studio with Chrissy and I. And we're going to have my mom back real soon, too.
Awesome. I can't wait to talk to her.
So we have a few Ask Brian's Mom questions teed up, and some of them are you're rather disturbing, all of you out there. So congratulations for being as fucked up as we are. But if you would like to ask my mom a question, ask TCB question, or ask one of our guest questions, we'll tell you, we might share with you some of the guests that are coming up so you can nail their questions. Join our WhatsApp group. Go to the website, hit the Contact Us button, and just drop us a line. Give us your phone number. Tell us you want to join the WhatsApp group. Or you can text us at one of two places, 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. Drop us your phone number. Tell us you want to be a part of the WhatsApp group, and we'll let you join. And there you can talk all things commercial break anytime, day or night. And look, it'll go to this phone that I'm holding in my hand, and we can all have fun together.
Nice.
You can also be a part of the commercial break. If you want to ask your question on air, you can leave us a message at 626-ASK-TCB-3. That's 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. Call it. Leave us a voicemail. If you don't want to use your real name, don't use your real name. And then we'll play your question on air and we'll give you feedback instantaneously. Either way, we're up for it, Chrissy. Whatever it is, questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, you know the deal. Text us, call us, leave us a voicemail at AskTCB3. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, www.tcbpodcast.com. is where you get your free sticker. Hit the Contact Us button. Give us your address. We'll send you a sticker, all the audio, all the video, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Fully edited episodes each time they air here on the audio feed. Okay, Chrissy, that's all the Mountain Monsters I can do for now.
I think so.
But I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.